the time. All right. The time is 7 o'clock on September 14th, 2007. I'm calling to order the Pad Boone Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall in the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report and their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion or action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley.
Here.
Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley. Fowler.
Here.
Runwald. Jeff.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Caesar. Thompson.
Here.
Weiss. And chairperson.
Here. And to be noted that we do have excused absences for Director Conley, John Conley, Teaser, Weiss, and Grunwald. Moving on to agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
All right. A roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. Agenda item number 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call on the motion, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes. I have the affidavit of proof of publication for the meeting notice that will become part of the permanent record for this evening's meeting. Moving right along to item number 8, agency and association reports and presentations, 8A. We have a written report from Natural Resource Conservation Service member Neil Jensen. So we'll move along to 8B. Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. NARD Annual Conference is on September 25th, 26th in Kearney, representing District Director Teaser and myself, staff members Lasser, Peterman, Schumacher, Strauss, State, Winkler, and Woodward. There's a golf outing on Sunday. I think Gene did send out the agenda as far as who the speakers are, what we're going to learn. I hope to learn more stuff again, because it's usually a good time to get together with the other NRDs. There's two resolutions we'll be talking about further on in the agenda. So,
thank you, Director Thompson. Moving on to 8C, report on Dakota City activities. And my apologies if I butcher your last name, Alyssa Selassic.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Alyssa Selachik. That was probably the closest I've heard ever, so good job. Welcome to Dakota City. We're excited to welcome you guys here tonight. If you haven't been to Dakota City recently, we might look a little bit different than we did the last time. We just had an open house on Sunday for our new fire hall. So they're very excited to welcome people into that building, and they have their first fundraiser this Saturday from 5 to 7. So that's been an exciting aspect of our community. In addition, we've also paved several roads, did about 13 blocks this summer. So we're working on our gravel issue, and we're going forward. And in addition to that, we're also building a wastewater treatment facility, which is about a mile south of town, just kind of on the other end of where we were tonight at Vince Kramer's house. So we're looking forward to addressing our wastewater treatment issues, and we are also in the process of constructing a new well so that we can better serve our water service customers as well. So we're a community that, you know, has had a lot of infrastructure, a lot of, you know, public safety needs to address, but we're growing and we're going forward, and we're looking forward to the future. So thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much. Moving on to 8D, report on Sioux City activities, City Administrator Lance Hedquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm very pleased to say that our area of Dakota County and of your Natural Resource District is growing very rapidly. We probably have $100 million worth of private sector investment coming into our area. We have lots of good, high-paying jobs coming to our area, and a lot of that is reflective of having a good quality of life. And many of our projects in our community are a direct result of your financial assistance in cooperating with us to seeing new recreational areas, new shelters, new walkways, lots of activities. And if we want to have quality people and quality jobs, we need to have a quality of life. And so we want to thank you for getting that, helping us in getting that done. The second thing that I did want to mention is that we are working in a very unique cooperative venture where the City of South Sioux City, Dakota County, and Ho-Chunk Incorporated are working on a 200-acre subdivision. And to us, that's amazing. That's huge amount of land to be developed along our riverfront. And HDNR out of the Omaha area says it's one of the most pristine areas they've seen that hasn't been developed. So that is an exciting project. But we all want to do it environmentally responsibly. And of course, we go through the Corps of Engineers to follow their red tape. But in addition, we're putting in a nice waterway through that area with really beautiful features that people will enjoy walking around and observing. And so we want to definitely thank you for your participation with us and Ho-Chunk and seeing that take place. So welcome to the area, and thanks for everything you've done for our community.
Thank you. Moving on to 8E. A report on a Nebraska Natural Resources Commission. Once again, Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you. Some of you folks may not know I'm on the State Natural Resource Commission. It's 27 of us. We've been meeting in Kearney. Just met last week. I got the new round of applications in for the Water Sustainability Fund. As expected, there's more application requests than there are dollars available. I think we have about $25 million available for large projects. I can't remember the small projects under $250,000. Papillion's got one of those in. I'm on the SCORN committee. We're going to get the projects once they get reviewed by the Department of Natural Resources. And those that make the cut, so to speak, of eligibility will be presented to the commission members for scoring. I expect to get those in mid-October. The next meeting is November 8th and 9th at in Gothenburg. That's somewhere out western Nebraska, somewhere. Yeah. and then go through the process of scoring and see which projects get funded. So things are happening. There's been some rule changes submitted. Those probably won't get finalized until January of some time, so stay tuned on that. It's evolving, it's changing each year, it seems. So that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Moving on to agenda item number 9, public hearing for the adoption of the fiscal year 2018 budget. Hearing officer John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will open the public hearing for the adoption of the fiscal year 18 budget at 7:09 p.m. Evidence of publication hearing notice is attached here for the review. The acceptance and identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is approval of publication of the hearing notices, which were published in the Omaha World Herald September 7, 2017, and September 2017 as well for the notice of the public hearing. Exhibit 3 is the fact sheet for the fiscal year 2018 budget. Exhibit 4 is the NRD proposed fiscal year 2018 expenditure for revenue pie charts. Exhibit 5 is the 2018 budget worksheets. And Exhibit 6 is a resolution to set the property tax request for fiscal year 2018 at $23,726,440.65 with a tax levy of 0.037797 per 100 valuation. A breakdown of the adopted fiscal year 2018 budget is item 5. Uh, Again, the tax levy is .037797, property tax requirement $23,726,441. The total budget is $66,775,193. The property tax request, the valuation increases from Sarpy County were 6.84%, Douglas 4.39%, Washington 0.24%, Dodge minus 8.97%, Burt was 0.78, and Thurston was 1.24, and Dakota was 2.18%. So a total valuation of 4.59%. At this time, we'll receive testimony and statements on the budget hearing and budget summary. Is there anyone that would like to provide testimony on the fiscal year 18 budget? Second time, anyone that would like to provide any public testimony on the proposed budget? Third and final time, we'll close the hearing at 7:11 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Moving on to agenda item number 10, public hearing to set the property tax levy for the fiscal year 2018 budget. Once again, hearing officer John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call this hearing to set the property tax levy for the fiscal year 2018 budget at 7:11. Evidence proof for the statement of hearing notices is attached. The acceptance and identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication, both September 7th, 2017 for the last hearing. Exhibit 3 is a fact sheet for the fiscal year 2018 budget. Exhibit 4 is the 2018 proposed expenditure revenue pie charts. Exhibit 5 is the fiscal year 2018 budget worksheets. And exhibit 6 is the resolution to set the property tax request for fiscal year 2018 at $23,726,440.65, with a tax levy of .037797 per 100. And just an item of note, this is a decrease from last year's property tax rate of .038034. I'll receive testimony and statements from the public on the property tax levy for fiscal year 2018. Is there anyone that would like to provide testimony? Second time, anyone like to provide any input on the tax levy rate? Third and final time, anyone? We'll close the hearing at 7:12 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Moving on to subcommittee reports, agenda item number 11A, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee. Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 12, 2017 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes. The following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 11A1, resolution to be considered at the 2017 NARD annual conference. Be it resolved that the Capital Connector Resources District voting delegate and or alternate should be and is hereby authorized to vote on the 2017 resolution being considered at the NARD annual conference in the manner as recommended on the table below. Resolution 2017-1, Natural Disaster Assistance Funding through NEMA, submitted by Lou Blue NRD, recommendation support.
There's a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number 2, 2017-2, surface water leasing for groundwater recharge, submitted by the Tri-Basin NRD, recommendation support.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 11B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee. Once again, Director Jim Thompson.
Be resolved, the minutes of September 12, 2017 meeting that bring PPO Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated these minutes. Upon recommendation, the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, Phase 8 Engineering Contract with Ocean Associates for Professional Services. Pigeon Jones Site 12, a recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute an agreement amendment to increase the maximum not to exceed amount of the professional service contract with Olson Associates for the Pigeon Jones Site 15 project for, to $2,443,975, subject to changes deemed necessary by general manager and approval as to form by the legal counsel. The committee so approves.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 2, U.S. Highway 34 Bike and Walking Trail Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation of the General Manager be authorized to execute the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement for the U.S. Highway 34 Bike and Walking Trail with a district cost to not to exceed $200,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel and Committee so approves.
Let's going to have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 3, West Papio Trail, Giles C. Millard Road, construction interlocal agreement with Oman and La Vista. Recommendation, General Manager be authorized to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha and City of La Vista for construction of West Papio Trail. Giles Road to Millard expansion with district cost not to exceed $2,250,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by legal counsel. Committee so approves.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Director Leahy.
Yeah. One thing I didn't hear about in Tuesday's discussion on this was this seems like a high amount for what seems to be just 3 miles of trail. And I'm just wondering if that has to do because of the Millard Airport that's nearby, because it seems to me like this would be a pretty easy project, and it seemed like 2.5 to 3 miles and $3.7 million. I'm in support of this project, but it just sort of caught me off guard with how much more this trail project is compared to other trail projects of about the same size. And then can you remind me who did the design work, and will we be having an ad hoc subcommittee to when we put it out for bid for construction, so we choose a construction firm? Just wondering.
Eric, you want to talk about the complexities of the—
Yep, I'm actually going to go out of order. Easiest first. Big Money Workshop was the prime designer contract with JEO as the structural and water resources. Yes, there will be an ad hoc coming to select the construction contractor. Bidding will be in October, and that'll be back with an extension of Big Money's contract for construction admin and the construction contract both in November. Regarding the project and the higher dollar amount per mile of trail construction, the map shows if you start at the south end, usually where we refer to starting the project, as you move north, there's the Hell Creek Bridge, which we've already stabilized, again, with collaboration with Omaha and La Vista. As you keep going, it's under the Burlington Bridge, under Harrison, under the interstate, and then along the Harry Anderson Ave section, there's 3 smaller structures. Those are nowhere near as large as the Hell Creek structure, but the right about where the number 2 is, there is an existing timber pile railroad bridge that was from the rail line that has not been maintained for quite a while. And so a large portion of the cost of the construction is in the water resources needed for channel stabilization and bridge either rehabilitation or replacement at what we're calling Oak Hills Creek. It's not officially named, but the creek that comes through the golf course comes under in a very large triple box structure under Harry Anderson Ave, and then comes under the railroad alignment, and that structure is badly damaged. We noticed that about 4 years ago. Basically, when I got to the district, I walked this corridor, found that to be damaged as well. We did not separate that out into a different project as we did with Hell Creek, but it would have been something similar to what happened at Hell Creek. There wouldn't be as much interest in La Vista and Omaha in just that structure by itself, because it doesn't protect the interceptor sewer or protect the creek from unraveling like the Hell Creek Bridge did. So it's a complex project. It doesn't have stream base flow like Hell Creek did, but it is, I think, on the order of $750,000 for the cost of the water resources at that bridge only. So when looking at the total trail project, that's a pretty large portion is just in that one bridge.
So So that's stabilization, that's on us. It's not like stabilization for a road or a bridge, which would be on one of the cities. That's, like you said, water resources stabilization.
Yep.
That's why we're sort of
killing
two birds with one stone.
Correct.
It looks like it.
And that lets right down into the West Papio. And so you stabilize it now, and it helps to keep that section from unraveling in the future. Or if we were to leave it alone, it would most certainly unravel in the future. The alignment of the box culvert under Harry Anderson is just directly perpendicular to the road. That unfortunately slams into the side of the rail bank and then makes a quick curve around. And so when the culvert was installed, it had kind of a negative impact on the stability of the rail bridge. And that was not done by us. That was done by the city of Omaha with what seems like not quite total regard for the water impacts downstream. So that caused some significant undermining of the multi-stage concrete slab structure. So 25 years ago, we could have probably stabilized that a little cheaper, but now it's basically a total reconstruction.
Another comment. When we go through these ad hoc subcommittee meetings, obviously they don't put a dollar price on what they're doing. But you can tell some of the contractors out there are thinking outside the box to save some costs but still accomplish what we need to accomplish. And I don't know who's going to be on this ad hoc subcommittee, and I'm not pining for it because I've been traveling off to work, but I'd be interested to see contractors think outside the box, find a way to get this done, everything included, maybe at a lower cost. But
so
that's just a comment.
It
just will be the PPO. We aren't going out.
No, it's just a construction bid.
Don't usually for?
Only for engineering. We're selecting consultants.
Gotcha. Sorry, I misspoke on that. As far as created solutions at that same bridge, we do have an alternate bid package set up so that they can recommend stabilization of the existing timber bridge or removal and replacement with a prefab contact type steel bridge that we've used in the past. And so if one of those comes back drastically cheaper, we can evaluate whether we want to keep the historic railroad-style timber bridge, or we want to remove and replace that with a new bridge. So we'll have both those options during the bidding.
But we'll get a chance to handle that.
Gotcha.
Director Bradley.
Thank you. I was also wondering if part of the design, looking at the Millard Airport, if somebody climb a fence and try to run across the Millard Airport, what might be there to prevent that?
Millard Airport is on the other side of the creek. We're entirely on the left bank or the north and east side.
Okay.
So we've talked with them. We actually walked the site with them maybe 2 years ago to kind of stake out where their property line is. The property line was set by the creek. They do own a little of the land on the other side, kind of where the Tyson plant is in that little triangle between Harry Anderson and the creek. And their main concern was they also don't want people getting over to the airport, but the creek is probably 25 feet down from the top of the bank elevation down to the water, and probably 25 feet wide of water, so there's very little chance anyone would attempt to get over onto the airport land across the West Papio in that location.
Director Thompson.
Thank you. I'd just like to add, we did get a letter of support from the Nebraska Trails. Bike Alliance in support of this project, which
I forwarded.
It's nice to hear from folks out there who will be using it.
Thank you, Eric. Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Craig Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 4, USACE, Section 22, Stream Bed Degradation Study. A, Plan Assistance States Agreement. Recommendation, General Manager be authorized to execute the Plan Assistance States Agreement with the Department of Army and the District Cost for Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the Stream Bed Degradation Study, not to exceed $25,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by General Manager and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel and the Subcommittee so approves.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Craig Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Item B, interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha. Recommendation, General Manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for the US Army Corps of Engineers, Section 22, Stream Bed Degradation Study, subject to changes deemed necessary by general manager, approved as performed by district legal counsel, committee so approves.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
Roll call, please.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Wright Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. That concludes the PPO report.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Moving on to 11C, Finance Expenditures and Legal Subcommittee. Jim Thompson show continues.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be resolved, the minutes of September 12, 2017 meeting of the Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations, the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, adoption of the fiscal year 2018 budget and set property tax levy at 0.037797 for the fiscal year 2018 budget. Recommendation that the following resolutions be adopted. They are on the board. And reading them, Mr. Chairman, can we refer to the board in the written copy?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And the, you want to take item 1 and 2 separate?
No, they're one. It was one vote.
One vote, okay. And as you can see, 1 and 2 at the bottom, the subcommittee so approves.
All right, we have a motion on the table for the fiscal year 2018 budget. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
Director Leahy.
Yeah. All the credit and applause to the staff for creating the great budget and it going down the mill levy, but I am just going to voice a concern about moving the mill levy down, even if it's just a smidgen. I mean, it's great to do it, but I wonder, just given what we saw from the property values from the different counties this year, with the sort of rural counties falling flat and one actually decreasing, and then the urban counties, Sharpe and Douglas, accounting for over 90% of our tax haul. And they had sort of an abnormally high year, both with the real estate market and with the state pretty much getting Douglas County in line, if you will. And I don't think that will happen next year, so I'm worried about if we lower the mill levy, even just a smidgen, are we sort of hindering or hampering our ability to get those projects that we know need to be done in the future complete? You know, if we lower the mill levy, which is great, I just want to say, or can we keep it there? Or is it going to go down a smidgen this year, and then we're going to need to really pick it up next year? So I guess sort of a statement or a question. I don't know if, John, you want to tackle that or not. Because I see $147,000, it's great, but really what is it? It's less than a quarter per house of $100,000. It's less than a buck of a house of $400,000. And could we do something with that $147,000? Even if we can't tackle the big projects, we hear it time and time again, there is a ton for this NRD to do. And I have my pet projects, other directors probably have theirs. Mine obviously being revamping and making the signs along our trails a little bit better. So I just don't know, or we could save it. Save it for when we know we're going to need it with the six big projects coming up. So I just hope if we do lower it, then the staff has a plan that it's going to stay this rate and not start to spike up in the coming years. That's my piece.
All right. Thank you, Director Leahy.
It's the age-old philosophical question of property taxes, and I can just say from the perspective of what I hear in the legislature, and I also have another perspective as I serve on the school board, is that, you know, we consistently hear from senators that property taxes is obviously the number one issue that they are faced with, and that the message has been sent, if you don't control them yourselves, we will control them for you, and most likely you won't like our solutions. So we could always use the $147,000, we could use more. We cut $6 million out of the original budget just to get to the past levy. So to say you could always use more, yes you could, but
I think the way the environment is and the way property taxes obviously are a huge issue. I think anything that we can do to be conservative and to be good stewards of the property taxes and only take what we need when we need it, hopefully then when in the future, if it does spike up, we do need those extra, that extra revenue, that we've shown good restraint in the past and that we've spent wisely. I mean, this is 12 out of 13 years that we've kept the mill levy the same or actually dropped it. And that's a tremendous record I'll put against any entity in the state. So I think we're very fiscally conservative, and so will possibly that, you know, all the property tax rates will be flat, or the evaluation will be flat next year? Yes. But no one can tell that right now. I know only 6% of our revenue comes from ag land. The Papio is very insulated from, I think, the wild swings in the ag sector. And Mr. Hedquist just mentioned $100 million in new valuation in South Sioux. So obviously that all contributes greatly to our base and helps pay for our projects. So we're a little different than the other districts. We don't have that huge reliance on ag land. And you see that correction, and then you'll see commodity prices go up and that correction will come back. But that's, I think, the philosophy that we went in as a staff and why we kind of presented it the way we did. So could we use $147,000 for probably? Definitely. And if the board wanted to do that, we would definitely find a home for it. But we just didn't think that was wise or prudent at this time.
Thank you, John. Director Jack.
Thank you. I'm of the opinion that any tax levy decrease is a good one. And so I just want to go on record as saying that. As far as farmland, I think we're paying our share, certainly, even though it's a small percentage of our budget. Anybody associated with agriculture has seen astronomical increases in farmland taxes. The farmland that I've am associated with, it's probably three times. It's tripled in the last 12 years. And I can say most city dwellers can't say that. So any tax decrease is a good one. So even though it's minuscule and I think we can do more, I'm satisfied that we've done something at least.
Thank you, Director Jeff. I definitely reflect those comments as well. Any other comments from directors? Seeing none, I just want to take a brief moment to thank staff for all the work that they've put in the budget as well. I know there's a tremendous amount of work that goes into this with prioritizing and trying to get the numbers to match up. So thank you once again this year for putting together a tremendous budget. And I definitely reflect Director Japp's comments. I love the fact that we can lower the tax levy a bit in the process. So
with that,
roll call on the motion, please.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Frank Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Japp.
Yes.
And
yes.
Concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Moving along to agenda item number 12, Treasurer's Report, Director Patrick Leahy.
Thank you. You resolve that the Treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay items number 1 and 2A through J. You further resolve that the Treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the Dakota County, Thurston County, and Washington County Rural Water Supply Systems and Elkhorn Riverbank Stabilization Project, the Elkhorn Breakout Project, the Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, Western Sarpy Drainage District, the Peeling Creek Watershed Partnership, and the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership project bills listed on the August 2017 financial report and future claims for project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made a part of the minutes. Nice and move.
Second.
Motion and second on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Frank Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you, Director Leahy. Moving on to agenda item 13, legal update. This evening we do not have a legal update, so we'll move on to the Chairperson's report. 14A, review and recommendation to indemnify General Manager John Winkler and Director/Treasurer John Conley from all claims and expenses related to small claims court action. 14A, review and recommendation. Be it resolved that the following resolution be adopted. Resolution, whereas on or about August 15, 2017, a claim was filed in small claims court for Washington County, Nebraska by Mark B. Grunewald against Mr. John Winkler and Mr. John Conley. And whereas the basis stated for the claim is that the defendants failed to pay reimbursement of expenses per state 2-3218. And whereas a request to dismiss the claim and instead pursue reimbursement of expenses pursuant to normal processes and procedures, including compliance with applicable tax forms, was disregarded. And whereas on or about September 6, 2017, the claim was transferred to the regular docket of the County Court of Washington County. And whereas Policy 2.4 of the Papio Missouri River and Natural Resources District provides, the district shall indemnify each person who was or is a party of any pending action by reason of fact that he or she is or was director, officer, employee of the district against expenses in excess of insurance coverage, including attorney's fees reasonably incurred in connection with such action, suit, or proceeding if he or she acted in good faith and in a manner he or she is reasonably believed to be in or not opposed to the best interests of the district. And whereas Policy 2.4 of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District also provides any indemnification under the policy shall be made by the district only as authorized in the specific case upon determination, and that indemnification of the director, officer, or employee is proper in these circumstances because he or she met the applicable standard of care. Be it resolved that pursuant to Policy 2.4 of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, the board hereby finds and determines Mr. John Conley and Mr. John Winkler acted in good faith and in the manner consistent with the best interests of the district in connection with all matters underlying the claim filed by Mark B. Grunewald. And be it further resolved that the board determines indemnification of Mr. John Conley and Mr. John Winkler for all expenses set forth in Policy 2.4 in connection with the claim and any related litigation is proper under these circumstances and is hereby approved in accordance with the provisions set forth by Policy 2.4, and I so move.
Second.
Thank you, Director Bradley. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Leahy.
I hope we are itemizing out all the legal costs that this is occurring. And
staff costs.
Okay. And if it does cost us legal costs, or because it's small claims, do we have a chance to recoup that from the party?
The case is being transferred, or has been transferred to district court, or county court. And we are requesting that it be transferred out of Washington County to another court, and then legal fees will be sought.
Thank you.
Is that covered?
That's correct.
I'm not a lawyer, but I stayed at Holiday.
Well done. Any other comments or questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes. Now that we have the business out of the way, I just want to state briefly, thank you for the very warm welcome, as always. I very much enjoy coming up here. I've not been able to make the dinner as I usually leave work and head straight up here. But I always enjoy the drive. I enjoy coming up here, visiting the Lutheran Church. It's a wonderful small town. I look forward to this every year and cannot thank you guys enough for the very warm welcome and the wonderful job that you do up here. So thank you, as always, for hosting us. With that, agenda item 15, General Manager's report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the board's last action on that item from behalf of Mr. Conley and myself. Information education report is attached for August of 2017 for your review. The district held its semi-annual blood drive on Tuesday, the 15th of August. We did receive an email, which is attached from the American Red Cross. 18 donors, 16 total units of blood, and a potential of 48 lives saved. So thanks, Nicole, for organizing those for us. The district, the Nebraska Los Hills RCMD and Lower Elkhorn NRD held its annual scrap tire collection on August 11th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. 10 county collection resulted in 396 loads, and which were the largest number of loads since 2013. And we thanks to all who organized and volunteers, and Director Japp was also a part of that. And email from Deb Borb from the Takema Field Office is attached. The Papio NRD is a collection center for solar eclipse glasses up until September 15th. And Jennifer Stoss organized that for the district. It's for Astronomers Without Borders. So we will redistribute those glasses, or that organization will, to schools in Asia and South America when they experience their eclipse in 2019. So far, citizens have mailed or delivered close to 3,000 pairs of glasses. So instead of throwing them away, we recycle them, reuse them, especially like you just had to mention. Report on purchases, construction service, professional services, and personal properties attached for August, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The watershed partnership report is attached, and the next partnership meeting is September 28th, 2017. Again, I'd like to thank Vince and his wife for their hospitality. Also, we really appreciate the partnerships with Alyssa from Dakota City and Lance from South Sioux. Again, I think Lance did a great job explaining all the things that we can assist them with, and it improves the quality of life for the citizens up here. It has a huge difference, and that's what makes up, obviously we do it because that's our mission, and we want to help people, but it also expands that tax base and be able to perpetuate more projects. So we really appreciate that, and thanks for everyone, all the staff up here too, for accommodating us, and we hope everybody has a good weekend. So thank you.
Thank you, John. Agenda item 16, informational items, future meetings. The next Board of Directors meeting will be on October 12th, 2017 at the NRC building. With that, we are adjourned.